Sam Kavaras with you, and we're in a very familiar place, perhaps, for a lot of you, and that is the set of the Gus Bradley Show here in the Jaguar Studios inside the stadium, and a very familiar face here is with me, as he is every week, and that's Jeff Lagerman.
This
Jeff,
is my home during the week.
I know. This is film room.
We've got the Gus Bradley set right here, but right. Over to the side over there is my little bat cave over there where I watch film all week.
Exactly, and we'll have an opportunity to do that a little bit later. What's today like for players? When you played, there is a quick exit interview with your position coach. You meet with a head coach. You have a physical. What actually happens?
Yeah, most of the time it's an exit physical, but most of the time guys don't have anything wrong with them. That's very quick. Clean out your locker so that Jimmy Luck, the equipment man, can make quicker work of cleaning the rest of the locker room up. But, you know, for a young football team like this football team, it's almost a breath of fresh air and a deep breath at the same time because these guys are just, they're overwhelmed. I mean, the season for them began all the way back at the end of the college season to where most of them completed a bowl game. And then from that point on, they've been prepping for the combine. And then after the combine, they had private individual workouts. And then all of a sudden, you get drafted. Then all of a sudden, you got to start training for a football season. So it's a whirlwind. So once you get to the end of the season, I remember my rookie year, my truck was packed. And I was ready to go home and do nothing for about 3 days.
And you weren't one of those guys who accumulated shoes during the season.
But I'm not like Andre Branch.
I was going to say, but there are some guys, and some are necessary because of the differing kind of conditions, the differing kind of places that you play. But, I mean, sometimes you look in those lockers, guys got 50 pair of shoes.
Well, I mean, most of the players now have shoe deals, and those shoe deals sometimes will reach all the way up in the $15,000, $20,000 range. So not only do they have a lot of shoes, but family members have a lot of shoes as well.
Let's take a look at some of the top plays from yesterday where the Jaguars were in Houston taking on the Texans in the AFC South game. Chris Clemens kind of came on here toward the end of the year and had an impact yesterday, that's
well,
for sure.
I don't know if you remember, Sam. Remember the sack that he had earlier in the game in which he kind of flashed the Johnny Manziel money signal?
Right.
The reason he was doing that on the sack that was actually nullified because of the penalty, he's got a bonus in his contract, much like Senderek Marks had one in his. But later on, this was the one that he eventually got, and it stayed, so he was able to reach an incentive in his contract. And it led to our top play number two.
Exactly. Our top play number two is the throwback. They went deep in the playbook, but not really that deep. They ran this play last week.
Well, and I'm kind of surprised that the longtime veteran defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans didn't catch on to this because it was run the week before against the Tennessee Titans. Now, it didn't score a touchdown against the Tennessee Titans, but it worked. And another accurate throw by Cecil Shorts, obviously a former college quarterback at Mount Union, and Jordan Todman stepping into the end zone. Big play for them.
Gus did tell us after the game, it was a little bit different formation, a little bit different personnel package that they used, but it still was your standard throwback, and it turned into 6 points in a Jaguar lead. And our Baptist Health game-changing moment came early. It also gave the Jaguars a lead. Dwayne Gratz is trailing, but he gets the benefit of a Case Keenan throw that's not quite on target.
Yeah, it was a little bit behind DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver, and it bounces up into the hands of Dwayne Gratz. And look at him. See how his socks are down there, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a finable offense from the league. Mm-hmm. You know, they have very strict equipment, uniform rules that they have posters up in every locker room, even on the road. And unfortunately, he's celebrating his first career touchdown in the National Football League and certainly the first interception for the Jaguars defense in 7 games. But it's going to be a little bit of a hefty fine in his pocketbook, I think.